Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and blessings, and welcome to another installment of the Gist for Freedom Estate. This show is produced by acclaimed historian, educator, and author Leslie Gist, and serves as our weekly live online discussion to celebrate the African American experience by honoring all the people, past and present, black and white, who, with faith and focus, are preserving our rich history through literature, the arts, the skilled trades, and the humanities. We thank you for joining us tonight, and we'd love you to be a part of tonight's discussion by calling in with your comments or questions to 347-324-5552.
Good evening and welcome to the November 17th, 2016 edition of the Gist of Freedom. And I am your host, Shelley Gaines. And tonight we have a great show planned for you with a phenomenal actress, Winter Lee Holland, from the 2016 release of the relevant film Loving. Winter Lee, are you there?
I am. How are you?
Well, good. I'm very good. Welcome. So happy to have you this evening to talk about this. Thank you, to talk about this wonderful movie. And I want you to give us a little introduction to the movie and tell us about your role.
Well, this movie, it's a great story, a love story. I mean, it's really, really beautiful between these two people. They were the first interracial couple who married in the 60s and were thrown in jail because of it. And I think that was so horrible. So glad I wasn't back then.
Well, you know, it's people like the Lovings who paved the way for us now, and people just take advantage of, you know, being able to marry whoever you want to and not realize that it's only 49 years ago that this Supreme Court ruling passed, which is pretty recent when you think about it, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, yeah, I was so thrilled to be a part of, you know, telling this wonderful story. And as you know, I play Mildred Loving's mother.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just phenomenal, just working with Ruth Negga. She's amazing. You know, it was so easy with her.
Yeah.
She's wonderful. So I so enjoyed telling this amazing, important story,
mm-hmm.
you know. Yeah.
And it was written and directed by Jeff Nichols, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay.
And he is, oh my God, he's a phenomenal director, just awesome.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yes.
Now I've talked to you before, and you said you met actually some of the descendants of the Lovings. What was that experience like?
Oh, well, that was amazing. I went down to Central Point, where they actually lived, really, really close to Richmond, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And down there I met, like, probably 10 family members and friends, and they told me the whole story. You know, they all gave me all their stories, and
yes.
I just felt like just one of the family, you know.
Is there any one story that kind of comes to mind? Like, how many children did they have?
Well, Mildred had, if I'm not mistaken, 3.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Peggy is still alive today,
okay.
You know.
Okay.
And she still lives down in that same town, and she
mm-hmm.
lives really close, like not even 3 minutes from where her parents lived.
Wow.
And her grandmother as well, who I played her grandmother.
Right, uh-huh.
And yeah, and I mean, and when I went down there, it was so surreal, you know, just driving through. And when I did my research, you know, a lot of things came up, like places where Richard hung out, like one of this car garage, you know,
mm-hmm.
where they got their cars ready to race and all that stuff. So I saw that in the picture. And so
mm-hmm.
driving down the street, and one of the people told me, "You're going to see it. It's right over there at the gas station," you know, and all that. And I went over there, and when I saw it, it was just so surreal, you know. It was just wow, just wow.
Yeah, like this is a real story. This is not, you know, something made up. This is, you know, people that, you know, really care for each other. Can you imagine being thrown in jail
oh my
for
God.
Wanting to marry, you know, someone that you love? But having the gumption to keep fighting until it goes to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court passes that law where you can't prohibit interracial marriage, which is unbelievable.
And that was, that must have been amazing for them.
Absolutely. But
and it still goes for today, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I read it's only, they were together 9 years before they were technically, legally married in the state of Virginia.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And unfortunately, you know, after all that fighting, and they loved each other so much, you know, they wasn't going to let the world or the law tear them apart. Mm-hmm. And after all of that, it was very short years, I think maybe 5, that he was killed by a drunk driver. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah,
so
that was like, And I actually met Richard's best friend.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Raymond, and he told me the whole story and everything that went, you know, that happened, and a lot about my character, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me about that horrific night, you know, when that happened, and so it was just sad. But the story is just it's amazing. It's so important, especially to now.
Absolutely.
It's really, it's
absolutely
really important for today.
Now let me ask you this. Now, have you personally ever dated interracially, and how was that experience?
Well, actually, I did, and it didn't last long. It was about 2 to 3 months.
Okay.
And actually, it was interesting. It didn't turn out too well because not so much of him and I, but outsiders, you know?
Yes.
And it was funny because some of my friends, they thought it was cute. You're like, oh, go girl, you know, okay, he's cute, all that and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I met his friends, it was different. They kind of looked down on me kind of, you know, like pointing the finger like, no, I don't think so, you know, and saying things. But, you know, we tried it, and it didn't work because some people just can't accept. Just can't accept that.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You
know? Now, what state was this in? I'm just curious. What state?
This was in Arizona.
Now, see, you wouldn't think that Arizona, you would think they would be a little more progressive.
Well,
but I guess it doesn't. It does not matter. And
this
amazing.
Was the '90s, you know.
In the '90s, yeah.
Yes.
So you see, there's and you know, Arizona happens to be one of those red states, but we won't talk about. We're going to talk about that.
No, we won't do that. Okay.
But it goes to show you that societal pressure is really kind of determines a lot of whether these relationships are able to go on and be sustainable, as opposed to just, you know, potentially missing the love of your life because of outside forces. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, and I think that it's horrible, you know, that you can't in peace anyway. Well, it's better now, but to love, you know, you never know who you're going to love. And when you meet that person that makes you feel, you know, that special way and make you smile and all of that good stuff.
Absolutely.
It's not about the color, you know. It shouldn't be about the color of our skin. If you meet that person and you have that with them, hey, you know. But that's not always the case.
Absolutely. And I can say this. You are braver than I ever was. So I will give you kudos for that. And I just want to point out, too, I just checked the 2010 census. That's the earliest data I could retrieve. And they basically said that only 0.3% of white men are married to black women. 0.3%.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Very small. As opposed to black men married to white women is 8.6%.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's definitely a divide there. But I want to know what drove you to become an actor?
Well, I never thought I would.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. When I was living in L.A. Some years ago, I was managing singers, artists, and so forth. And I had my own little management company and all of that good stuff. However, I never thought I would be on the other side. And one night, a friend of mine came to stay the weekend with me, and she was working on a script. And now we know that it was Set It Off. We didn't know it at that time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know, it was
great.
Love
that movie.
I did, too. I loved it. And she was playing, actually going for Vivica Fox's role.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, you know, read over that, and she kept, you know, asking me to do it with her and all that. And before you know it, I'd have memorized all the lines, and I'm directing her how to do the thing and all that. And so when she left, because at that time I was going to Arizona State, and
mm-hmm.
so when she left, I went straight to school, and I said, okay, I guess I got bit by the bug, because I went right there, found me an acting one class,
okay.
and signed up, you know,
oh,
and
nice.
I said, you know what, if I make it through this class, if I get an A, then that's what I'm going to do forever. I'm going to do this thing right here, but if not, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
But I pulled through. It was shaky, let me just tell you in the beginning, but I got
okay.
that A. And that's how I got here, you know, and I'm still here.
Well, you know, that's called pursuing your dream. So
yes.
Kudos for that, because a lot of folks don't have the guts to go ahead and do it. So I commend
you on that
one. Well,
that's true. Thank you
Most
so much.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Now, and let's talk about some of your prior work before you got this great role here. What else have you done?
Well, actually, everything I've done, this is my first major film,
okay.
and everything else has been theater.
Mm-hmm.
So I've done tons and tons and tons of theater, just
mm-hmm.
wonderful roles and all of that. However, this is my most important, you know, and my biggest, not just
yeah.
because it's the film, but
okay.
the story, you know, how
mm-hmm.
important this thing is. And I
Absolutely.
Get the chance, I thank God every day that he gave me a chance to be a part of telling this story. And it's
mm-hmm.
just amazing, you know,
yes.
and one that everybody needs to see and know about.
Absolutely.
You know,
Absolutely.
Yes, yes.
So can you give us, since you're into the theater, can you give us maybe like a memorable line or reenact it for us from a character, from a theater character, so people can get a gist of your wide range? Because I know in Loving, they said it's a very, you know, it's kind of sedate. It's from the character's viewpoint, not necessarily, you know, the whole civil rights movement thing. And
right.
the dialogue isn't, you know, a whole lot. So they might not get the true access of your range by just looking at the movie.
Well, you know, I'm sitting here thinking while you were talking, and I don't
mm-hmm.
really have one that I can think of that comes to mind right now. However, there is a line that I love.
Okay, okay.
And but this line comes from Loving.
Okay.
And it was Ruth Negga, you know, who plays Mildred Loving, that delivered the line. And it
mm-hmm.
just, I tell you, every time I hear it, it just does something to me. It was just amazing. Because, you know, they're going through this fight and the struggle
mm-hmm.
and all of that. And it's not looking good for them in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
you know, with
mm-hmm.
the court system and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to lose a lot before they got to the Supreme Court,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so this Michael Shannon, who plays the photographer, is asking her a couple questions. And he says to her, so do you think that, you know, you guys would lose? And she just simply says, well, yes, we may lose the small battles, but win the big war.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I just love that. It is
mm-hmm.
just the way she says that, we'll win the big war,
mm-hmm.
you know, with so much pride, you know.
Yeah.
I just love that. That
yeah.
that line does that to me. Yeah, I love it.
Well, we love the way you interpret it. I mean, the nice Southern accent, and I
yeah.
love it, you know. Remember, and you know that, but poignantly, that is something to remember, because sometimes you might lose the battles in life, but if
that
you win
true.
The war, yes,
yes,
then you've done something significant. It, so.
Absolutely. If you just hang in there and win
mm-hmm.
that war, that's
mm-hmm.
the main thing, yes.
Now, I also want to mention, too, that the buzz about this movie is incredible from the critics. Now, did you go to Cannes when they went out and premiered this movie earlier
I did not.
This year? You
did
not.
I did
okay.
not. I wasn't able to go. I had a lot of stuff going on. But I watched
mm-hmm.
every minute of it.
Okay,
it was amazing, too.
I was told, you know, I read that it got a standing ovation at Cannes.
Mm-hmm. It
and
did.
Then, yeah, and then Siskel and Ebert gave it 3.5 stars out of 4.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. Rotten Tomato. Yeah, Rotten Tomatoes, which is also a movie review form. They, out of 113 reviews, they gave it 88% approval rating. So
absolutely. Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
A lot of good buzz about this. So
absolutely.
You know, go ahead.
Oh no, go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, because I was going to say is it an important movie, but it's getting well received as far as the storyline, which is amazing.
It is absolutely, absolutely, and I gotta give you kudos because you be doing your homework. Okay. Y'all can just say you go, girl. Okay. That is awesome. That's awesome. But you know, on a serious note, more serious, I wanted to say, because I just think with this film right now, I think that it comes at a perfect time because I'm looking at, you know, our current situations right now and, you know, what we got with the new presidency and all of that. And we got people out here, protesting and hatred and all of the violence, all of this stuff, you know. And I'm going, you know, if we don't be careful, we're going to find ourselves right back in the 60s where there was no unity, no peace, you know. And I'm like, well, here we have Martin Luther King who fought for our rights and for us to have peace and unity and freedom of speech. And look at us now. We're kind of in a place here, you know, that we don't want to go.
Right. Well, it's a shame, though. Sometimes when we have huge progress, there's always the backlash. Like, if you think back, after post-slavery, we had Reconstruction, where it was a huge advancement for, Black Americans, African Americans. And then after that, Jim Crow laws were instituted.
Yes.
And Jim Crow laws went on for 60 years. Now we've had a black president, African American president, for 8 years, right?
Yep.
And now.
Absolutely.
And now there's like the backlash again.
Yes.
So we just have to be, So I don't want this to be like, you know, Reconstruction 2.0, you know.
Come on now.
That's what I'm saying.
We got to be careful, people.
We have to be diligent. We have to be very diligent, you know, organize and get in different organizations to try to curtail some of this. Absolutely.
Exactly. And
it doesn't just affect, because remember, African Americans were the forerunners for everything. Now we have a whole lot of different immigrants here in this country who have benefited from us getting bitten by dogs and sprayed by fire hoses. So it's not just us.
Absolutely.
We're all in this together.
You're absolutely right. And that's why I want to just throw this in there that, you know, we must unite and understand that God wants us united and not divided. Now, that's from my heart. That's how I see it.
Yeah.
And we gotta get this thing together.
Absolutely.
So, So we keep praying.
Most definitely. Now, tell me about your red carpet experience.
Well, that was, I can't even explain to you. It was just, and of course, I had no idea what it was going to be like at all. You know,
right,
I've never been, of course.
Okay.
And, you know, you see stuff on TV, but, you know. And when I got out of the car and they were right there in the red carpet, it's right there for real. You know, right when you get out of the car, there's the red carpet, you know. And you have someone waiting for you and all of that. And they walk you up to the red carpet. And, you know, it was exciting. They have all these media people and everything. And they have each one of them has a list of all the actors' names and pictures. So as you come, they know it's you, and they begin to all call you at the same time. Over here.
Nice.
But it's so amazing. Now, I just have to say, I don't do drugs or anything. But I'm telling you, it was a high that I was, like, way up there. I was like, woo! Like, you don't even want to come down from. It was it was just awesome. I mean, really.
That's wonderful.
It was beautiful. I loved it.
Well, you know, that's that whole thing of fame, what fame can do for you, and fame can kind of be like a drug, you know. So
we don't want it to be like the real drug, but it's just that feeling that every. everybody's trying to get from the Joyce, I guess. You
right.
know, I like that feeling. And this whole thing and the whole process, and we're not even over yet. I mean, this is just the beginning. But
oh.
it's just mind-blowing. It's like, you know, some days I wake up and I go, how did I get here? And then I went, okay, oh, that's right, God, thank you.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah,
that's wonderful. So now are you going to have more, junkets, I think that's the term they use, to go on for this film?
Well, I'm assuming if everything goes as it's going and
mm-hmm.
we begin to get nominated for, and I know Ruth Negga and Joe Edgerton,
mm-hmm.
I just have no doubt in my mind that they're going to be up for Oscars, and
wow.
Jeff Nichols, the director, I know the three
wow.
of them are going to be up there. And so if we also get nominated for Best Picture,
mm-hmm.
then I'll get a chance to be there as well.
Oh, phenomenal. Phenomenal.
And so, you know, there's lots of awards coming up, you know, before
right.
the Oscars. And so
yeah,
we don't know.
Absolutely.
But
absolutely.
It's looking pretty good. It's looking pretty good. And
wonderful.
I'm telling you, everybody loves this movie. Before, when it, you know, when we got done shooting and all of that, and
mm-hmm.
a little time went by, I was at, you know, I tell people I did this movie, and they go, "What, Loving? Oh, what's that?" Now,
mm-hmm.
oh
mm-hmm.
my God, old, young. I went to the gym this morning. Two
uh-huh.
old ladies, like 80 years old.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we heard that you're in that movie Loving, and we saw it. We can't wait to get to the movie. You know? I'm
nice.
Like, wow. Everybody is talking about this movie, absolutely everyone, and it's just mind-blowing. But I'm glad. I'm glad that
yeah.
they are getting, because I'm talking white, black, Asian, everybody, you know,
yeah.
is
yeah.
loving the film, and it's doing, you know, wonderful things because they get to see what happened here.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So
like I said, it's not even 50 years ago. It wasn't legal
yeah.
in some states. I mean, come on. Come on, you know.
Woo!
Wake
that's,
up,
that's,
people.
Wait, that's what I'm talking about. Please don't let us go back there. Don't let us not go back there, please.
Yeah, wake up. Wake up. Now,
yeah.
are you just basically concentrating on this now, or do you have even future projects going on at this point in time?
Well, right now I'm just
mm-hmm.
doing a lot of auditioning on
mm-hmm.
my own and that type
mm-hmm.
of thing. And, you know, just trying to see what I can find. Look at, you're always looking for that role, you know, that perfect role that was written just for you, even
right.
though the writer didn't know that he was writing it just for you.
Right.
So you're
right.
always trying to, you know, find that role. And I'll just throw it out there just in case anybody out there is listening, that I'm always open for future
wonderful.
Projects.
Wonderful. Now, do you sing
open.
Also? Winterly, do you sing?
I do. I do.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
A little.
Okay.
I'm not Whitney Houston, nothing like that. But I got a little something going on, you know, a little something.
So, you know, you never know. A Broadway musical might be something in the works for you.
Well,
like
I
do.
Don't know about a Broadway musical. Well,
no.
maybe. They might throw
okay.
me in the chorus, you know. Because I can hold my own, but I'm just, you know, I'm not a belter, if you will, you know. But, yeah, so you never know.
Absolutely.
And I will say this on my behalf that
mm-hmm.
right now I am in the process of trying to find a New York agent. So, you know, that's
okay.
a process. It's a process.
Is it really?
But, oh, yeah, it's not easy to do that.
Even with a film under your belt?
Even
like
with
this?
The film, yeah. Yeah, I submitted my stuff to one agent, and they're pretty decent, you know. And
mm-hmm.
they responded back, thank God for that.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that, you know, we are quite interested. However, you know, when you get, like, three more credits under your belt, then call us.
Oh,
like,
wow.
So you're trying to say loving don't mean nothing. Okay.
Well, girl, wait till it gets Best Picture and wins an Oscar.
Exactly.
You go back and they'll be like, oh, they'll be calling you then.
Exactly. Well, this was before the film actually came out. And so at that
right.
time, this was a couple months ago. So
mm-hmm.
now maybe a little different. I might, you know, I got to get my hands moving now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because the movie's out now. People can
it's out now.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
So,
now, is it playing at selected theaters, or is it like nationwide, every theater?
Well, actually, it is select theaters right now, but
mm-hmm.
I'm told that it is going nationwide now. And that,
wonderful.
You know, because, yeah, it was like in little kind of theaters, but uh-huh. now it's in like Lowe's and all of these other ones. So.
Nice. That's
yeah.
major. That's major.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, mm-hmm. okay.
That's
so
great.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's
now,
awesome.
How can people reach out to you? Let's talk about, you know, your social media, you know, your Instagram, all this.
Okay.
Give it to
well,
me.
Actually, I only mm-hmm. have Facebook and Twitter. I haven't reached out to the others yet. So
okay.
those are the two that I
okay.
use. And on Facebook
mm-hmm.
is simply my name, which is
okay.
Winter.
Mm-hmm.
Like the season, hyphen,
mm-hmm.
L-E-E,
mm-hmm.
and my last name, Holland, H-O-L-L-A-N-D.
Mm-hmm.
And on Twitter, it's just at Winter Acting, A-C-T-I-N-G.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And you're going to get an Instagram account.
Yes, I am
gonna
now.
Open up that soon because all the little Hollywood and everybody, they're all on Instagram. So, you know,
I know.
That's a good one right there.
And I heard that in your when I said, well, I only have the two. I heard the
Yes, you have to get the social media game up, okay?
I sure
you
will.
You never
Absolutely.
Know. You never know. Well, I tell you,
Absolutely.
It has been a pleasure speaking with you, Winter Lee Holland.
Oh, thank you.
And I wish you so much more success. I know you're successful now, but even more success in your in this movie and your future endeavors. And, you know, I know you're going to be a household name, so.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, that means that you will, too, because you interviewed me first.
Wouldn't that be nice? I think you're a lot further along than I am. Appreciate that. That's really sweet of you.
Well, hey, you got this thing, girl. You are awesome. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
And again, so are you. Everyone, please go out and see this movie, Loving. It will change your view and expand your horizons and just make you realize, you know, that we had ancestors and folks out here who paved the way for where we are today. We just didn't start off this way.
Exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, thank you so very much for speaking with me. I so appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, and have a wonderful evening.
You too. Thank you so much.
Okay.
You have a blessed night. Mm-hmm.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. And this is the edition of The Gift of Freedom. This is your host, Shelley Gaines. Have a wonderful evening. Good night.